because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
Now, there are two songwriters that have some similarities and some differences. That was Malvina Reynolds with The Faucets Are Dripping, and you heard Melanie and Brandon New Key, both writing topical songs that make you think. What's interesting is Melanie started writing songs at the age of 22. As for Malvina, she was in her 50s, some say early 60s, when she began writing songs, including Little Boxes, which you've probably heard many times.
I am just a folky, and my song is seldom heard, for I cannot sing the tune and keep forgetting all the words. That's not unusual. But I try my best, and I play the three chords that I know and disregard the rest. Ask an only gas and free beer. I come looking for a gig, but I get no offers. Just a ripoff from this bar on 7th Avenue. He told a tale. After six nights, three sets a night, he'd pay me without fail. And the check was in the mail. Lies, 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 lies. So I left the bars and the coffee house feeling no more than annoyed. And to come to play for strangers on the corner streets or subway stations anywhere. They might go for the nickels, dimes, and quarters that the harried people throw, playing Dylan songs or something they might know. In the kitchen sits a folky, a songwriter by his trade, and he tries to do his taxes on the money he ain't made on singing protest songs. Against the war or that Simon and Garfunkel stuff that folks don't sing no more. And he asks himself, what do I do it for? Why? Why?
There you've got the always clever Mike Agronoff, who is from New Jersey and has released quite a few albums with some traditional songs as well. Thanks for hanging around today for the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you to our guests, Lynette Garland. I'll talk to you about the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards and Paradox Pirate Party. Also, Alexis Jabor and Pittsburgh Teen Poetry Slam, Nyree Hunter, and Camille Howard from Hill Dance Academy Theater. Also, our thanks to Jackson Fraser, Aiden Freed, Stacy Roslick, and Wayne Brenda from Prime Stage. And thanks to you for being with us. Ricky and I are off next week. The best of the Saturday Light Brigade will be here. We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Alexis Jabor and Pittsburgh Teen Poetry Slam, Nyree Hunter, and Camille Howard from Hill Dance.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now.
We got Larry off there. You are tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 o'clock.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Bye.
uh-oh, the music kind of ran out there, and I was over there talking to Punk and Judy, and I was not over here paying attention to what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's not good. Is that good? That's a bad idea. Sports fans, it is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt in the Swing, your Come Loudly Graduate, the Chedwick Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber at 12:06. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour with a few interruptions possibly. 28 degrees right now, slight chance of snow showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high near 31, overnight cloudy skies with a low of 18. Something you want to get off your mind and onto the radio, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output.
Music. Radio 9, the best oldies.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me.
I got stung by a sweet honey bee. Started in my eyes, crept up to my head, polluted my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung.
Suspicion.
Oh, it's my
I'm John Shane.
And Scott Ainsley.
And when you get the blues,
be sure to listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast
with Mando Richard.
Won't you enjoy some Whiskey Before Breakfast with me, Mando Richard? Sunday, just after 8 a.m. Tuesday, just after 1 p.m. And Wednesday, right after 5 p.m. Right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Radio Online Night. Radio.
Looking back to yesterday.
Music.
I went down to the Go-Go West. I thought I would have myself along. But if I had known what was in store for me, I never would have gone at all. Cause they threw chairs and bottles all over the place. For the door, somebody knocked me right back inside. Stanley Lee was kissing Billy's wife when Billy walked in the door. Stanley Lee got the flea and got down on his knee, but Billy knocked him right dead on the floor. Billy was hitting Stanley Lee so hard, the cops were scared to speak. The two bouncers were standing turned their head, pretended like they didn't see. Billy whipped the poor boy so long until he started to look and pale. He even gave Staggerly two black eyes and dared neither one to swing. While they threw chairs and bottles all over the place, I couldn't find no place to hide. But every time for the door, somebody knocked me right back inside. Now when the fight was over, oh boy, what a mess. Stagger Lee had some broken bones, and I know the boy had learned a lesson from this. Chairs and bottles all over the place, and I couldn't find no place to hide. But every time I made a break for the door, somebody knocked me right back inside.
I ain't never seen the like it before. The poor boy gained 10 pounds in 5 minutes. His head looked like a watermelon's overcoat, and his eyes were the size of a missile egg. His mouth looked like a Salvation Army's tent with buckshot holes. Mad, mad, what a mess.
Jay Thurber.
Does it bother requests?
request going out for Greg in McKeesport, who called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Melanie Safka lay down Candles in the Rain here on Radio 9. At 1222 Chime Time, new music coming your way. Just a couple of moments after we take care of a couple of brief messages from, let me just look here, who have we not heard from for a while in the new music department? Let's see here. How about Dolly Parton? We heard Dolly Parton last week off of her new disc, Rockstar. Let's play another cut off of that, okay? All right. Everywhere this weekend, things are happening, including right here in the studio where Punk and Judy are, starting the demolition and slash construction of our new studio in the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. So there'll be a lot of long songs and segues on this show. Punk's doing most of the work, but it's making me tired just watching him, to be honest with you. Hey, why recycle your TV or monitor? Because only about 15 to 70% of all TVs are recycled. Americans discard 24 million monitors and televisions a year, which means about 600,000 tons of waste enters landfills. Why is that a problem? Because monitors and televisions contain toxic and cancer-causing materials, including lead, cadmium, beryllium, PVC, mercury, and brominated flame retardants. Those leach into our groundwater and soil. They also end up overseas, where substandard working conditions lead to even greater environmental and health impacts from burning or heating the materials to high temperature. So how do you get rid of these things? You can't put them in the garbage anymore. The garbage man will not take them. Well, Pennsylvania Resources Council can help. Pennsylvania Resources Council holds e-waste recycling events, and they have recycled well over 1 million pounds of electronics over the last 20 years. To find out more, call them at 412-488-7490. That's 412-488-7490. Or go to their website, prc.org. That's for the Pennsylvania Resources Council to find out about a hard-to-recycle e-waste collection event somewhere in your area. Pennsylvania Resources Council, working to protect the environment since 1939.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Chance of snow showers this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, cold high 31. Partly cloudy overnight, windy low 18. Mostly sunny, warmer on Sunday. Breezy high 38. Sunday night, low of 24. President's Day Monday. County, state, and federal offices are all closed on Monday. Mostly sunny, high 43. Tuesday, mostly sunny, and a high near 51. So the snow is probably not going to stick around too much longer. 32 right now in Butler, 27 in Washington. It's 28 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 29 with new music from Dolly Parton.
Yeah. a sign to carry in the fight.
Marching in the streets with sticks and stones. Don't you ever believe words don't break bones. Oh, can't we rise above? Can't we show some love? Do we just give up on the controls? We know all too well. We've all been through hell. Time to break the spell in heaven's name. Liar, liar, the world's on fire. What you gonna do when it all burns down? Fire, fire, burning higher. Still got time to turn it all around. Liar, liar, the world's on fire. What you gonna do when it all burns down? Fire, fire, burning higher. Still got time to turn it all
Part.
What you gonna do when it all burns down?
Here on Radio 9, broadcasting on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. You can find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. On this cold and snowy President's Day weekend. The sound of Santana to warm things up a little bit for you. Radio 9 WRCT at Tube City Online. Young Bloods on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. We'll check sports and weather for you, and now, just about 15 minutes or so, we'll have FSN News for you at 1 o'clock. Right now, we've got the Kinks. Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon wanted to hear Martha and the Vandellas. You say them, we play them on the Big 900.
Yeah.
Martha and the Vandellas here on Radio 9. It is President's Day weekend, so maybe we ought to hear something about George Washington. We're going to hear that right after this.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I don't know. What I took from that public service announcement is that I wish I was a chameleon. I already have two eyes that go in different directions, except for the one in the center. That stays. Anyways, it's President's Day weekend, and I was just wondering if you knew the true story of how the father of our country, George Washington, picked the colors for the American flag. Colors, as we say here in Pittsburgh.
As the seeds of turmoil flowered and grew, the hastily assembled American army craved a banner they could call their own. To a certain Philadelphia seamstress came General George Washington one day in the icy winter of 1777.
Betsy! You in there, Betsy?
Who is it?
It's me, George.
Oh, boy. Come on in. Hey, hey, ever hear of wiping your feet?
How's that?
You're tracking snow all over my early American rug.
Oh, yeah, sorry. All right, let's get out of business now. Have you got it finished?
Your flag?
No, my jacket.
Yeah, but don't you want to see the flag?
The flag can wait. I got a man outside from Esquire.
All right, you want to slip it on?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Take a look in the mirror there.
Is that a darling blazer?
Yeah, darling.
Is it me?
It's you. Huh? Now, how about we check over the flag?
Wait a minute. You think the lace on the cuffs is too much?
No, it's fine.
You really like it?
I adore it. Now, about...
I wonder if I should have had the silk brocade instead of the lace.
Lace, brocade.
Say, these antique military buttons worked out real nice, huh?
Well, I'm
or
glad...
Or should I have taken the mother of pearl?
We've been all through this, George. You wouldn't want the mother of pearl. Once you had them on, you'd hate them.
Yeah, but on the other hand...
Look, I made you a spiffy little blazer there. You got the lace on the cuffs and the antique military buttons and the gold epaulets and the emblem on the pocket.
All right.
Now, why don't you look at the flag, huh?
All right.
Just a minute. Let me bite the thread off here.
Well, snap it up. Spread it out in your lap there, and we'll... You having a little fun at your country's expense here? Huh?
How's that?
You're kidding with these colors? Red, white, and blue?
Well, those are the only remnants I had around
Wait a minute. Stars? I deliberately said polka dots.
Huh?
Stars with stripes? How does that work together, design-wise?
All right, you want to be the big man and put on the thimble, huh?
No, it's just...
Then how's about you let me run the flag department and you run the army like a nice father of our country, okay?
I know, but look at the colors you chose. The best you could do, I suppose. A peppermint stripe with royal blue, the same as the British colors, too. Now how will we tell whose side is who? Look at the colors you chose. Why couldn't it have been puce? Lavender over chartreuse, or possibly some exotic shade, the delicate orange mauve or jade, instead of the choice that has been made. Why couldn't it have been possibly cinnamon?
Everybody wants to be an art director. Everybody wants to call the shots.
Yeah, well.
Everybody wants to be a flag dissector, changing all my stars to polka dots. Everybody thinks that they're the final.
I'd like it. How soon can you make one up?
Come on, there's your flag. Take it or leave it.
All right. Say, what's this little ticket here that just fell out? Inspected by number 28.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on a hanger?
No, I'll just run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
Okay.
I guess it's better than don't tread on me.
Certainly. Besides, 100 years from now, what the heck difference will it make?
I guess you're right. Come on, man.
Betsy Ross and the Flag. Stan Freberg and June Foray from Stan Freberg presents the United States of America, Volume 1, The Early Years.
Radio 9.
Looking back to yesterday.
Music, 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 music.
Well, run to me, baby, I run with all your might. I want to love you, pretty baby, till the broad daylight. Want to thrill you, pretty mama, till the sun don't shine. Satisfy your soul before I lose my mind.
Construction update here today. I don't know if you can hear. You can hear in the background, can't you? That's Punk of the Electric Crush, who is sawing through our wall even as we speak. He's trying to escape. We told him he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to leave. He has to do a show 7 days a week now. And he put up a pic. First of all, he put up a picture of Rita Hayworth. He said he needed that as motivation to drill through the wall. And I'm not sure what that even means.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Well, Hockey News reports that Jake Guentzel remains a hot topic on the trade market, even though he is out for at least a month from the Pens with an upper body injury. According to the Hockey News, the Pens wanted to keep the forward around for a push at the playoffs, but with his absence and the postseason still uncertain, they may yet deal him before the trade deadline. Meanwhile, in other news with the Pittsburgh Penguins, Jaromir Jagr practiced this morning with the Penguins in Cranberry. His participation is part of a celebration of his career with the franchise leading up to his jersey being retired on Sunday. Jagr took to the ice this morning in full gear and participated in the team's drills. Number 68 is now 52 years old. How about some college basketball news? Would you like that? The Pitt Panthers men's team hosting the Louisville Cardinals this evening. Game time at the Pete is at 6:30. Pitt Panthers women take on Clemson on Sunday. That game tips off at noon. Duquesne Dukes hosting the Hawks of St. Joseph today. That game gets underway at 2:30. Two young men have been charged with multiple offenses in relation to a deadly mass shooting during the Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City, Missouri. The two are juveniles. Their names have not yet been released. They are being held in a juvenile detention center and have been charged with firearms offenses and resisting arrest. One woman was killed. 22 other people were injured while celebrating the Super Bowl victory by the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs over the San Francisco 49ers. And visitors and residents hoping to enjoy the sunshine, warmth, and tranquility of Florida will be out of luck this weekend, and that could affect the Florida Daytona 500 at the Daytona International Speedway. Looking ahead here, and this story is really badly written that just came over the wires. The Daytona 500 scheduled to take off on Sunday. Also, an Xfinity Series United Rentals 300. Today, AccuWeather is advising fans to plan on rainy conditions for those races.
Steel City Weather.
That'll teach me to read the story before I start reading it. Looking locally for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of snow showers this afternoon and a high of 31. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 18. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 38. Washington's birthday, President's Day, is Monday. Mostly sunny, high 43. And then on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 51. Right now, 32 in Butler, 27 in Washington, 28 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland, it's 29 degrees, and the Gaslight Anthem. Going to take us to news time with new music on Radio 9. From the Gaslight Anthem. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. No, wait. Yeah, WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. That's right, isn't it? Does that sound correct to you? I have no idea. I know this much. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Future Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. The Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny has died in prison. Navalny was the country's most prominent critic of the Putin government and had been serving a 19-year jail sentence at an Arctic penal colony. FSN's Julia Chapman reports from London.
Russia's prison service said that Alexei Navalny went for a walk on Friday morning, started to feel unwell, and then collapsed. They say medical workers were unable to resuscitate him. Navalny's political team has sent a lawyer to the Arctic prison facility to confirm the news. The Kremlin says it has been informed but has no information about the cause of death. It says an investigation is ongoing. He has long been an anti-Putin activist, carrying out investigations into corruption in the Putin inner circle. He continued to oppose Vladimir Putin's rule right up to the very last moment. In one of his most recent court appearances on February 8th, he told the judges there that they should vote against Vladimir Putin in the upcoming presidential election next month. That opposition may have ultimately sealed his fate.
A New York judge ordered Donald Trump to pay over $350 million in damages after finding the former president liable for fraud. After a marathon court case, Judge Arthur Engoron also barred Trump from doing business in New York. FSN's Jody Jacobs reports from New York.
The lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James accused the former president and his sons of repeated and persistent fraud that included falsifying business records and financial statements to get better bank loans. The order by the judge here in New York comes after repeated denials by Donald Trump, even labeling the case a political vendetta. The former president still has to answer to four other criminal cases, including one here in New York related to hush money payments ahead of the 2016 election. This is the second judgment against Trump this year. Last month, he was hit with an $83 million verdict in the defamation case against him. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Israeli airstrikes intensified in and around Rafah in southern Gaza amid reports displaced Palestinians were beginning to flee the area, which was once declared a safe zone. FSN's Sarah Coates has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to press ahead with this offensive into Rafah amid widespread international concern for the some 1.5 million displaced Palestinians who are sheltering there. Australia, Canada and New Zealand just the latest to issue a statement saying they're gravely concerned, warning Israel against the offensive, adding a ceasefire is urgently needed. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.
From ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.